is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch into another live Saturday edition of the program here with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. In fact, you can control the content on the site. The items you see on the front page were brought there by listeners like you voting. You can vote on different news pieces or blog posts or YouTube videos. Whatever it is that listeners have submitted to the site are then voted upon, and you can be one of those voters, or you can submit things, or both. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive with the listener community here and do what they call social bookmarking.
You can do what the government's been trying to do for years, control the Internet.
That's true. Or at least control our little corner of it. So freetalklive.com. Last night, for those of you that don't get the weekday program on this show or on your local radio station, you may have missed the discussion we had about the draft. And I feel like it's such an important issue that it also needs to be talked about tonight, but specifically because we didn't get through the proposal. There was a New York Times op-ed piece proposal, very detailed proposal on what this one guy, Thomas Ricks, believes should be done as far as bringing back the draft. What inspired all this? Well, it was in late last month, General Stanley McChrystal, the former commander of the international forces in Afghanistan, came out in favor of the draft, which is very unusual because usually people in the military will say that they oppose the draft because they don't want to work alongside of draftees.
But generals don't work alongside anybody.
Well, and he tried to pitch the idea on the basis of, oh, well, we've been really involved in this war for a long time, and it's been really hard on our volunteer soldiers. And so if we had a draft, that would make things easier. They might be killing themselves less often. He really did bring up the fact that they're killing themselves. Their marriages might be more likely to stay together, he said. So he's trying to couch it in the terms of that this is going to help our volunteers.
You know, it's interesting. The Vietnam War went on for a very long time. There was certainly a ramp-up period. And then, essentially, it ended because, you know, there was the peace movement on the outside, but really it was the peace movement on the inside of the military that ended the Vietnam War. It just became too ponderously difficult to try to, prosecute this war when many of the people that were doing it didn't want to be there and didn't want to be involved. So it's basically an argument for inefficiency. Currently, with the volunteer military, as much as I disagree with how they go about the job that they are doing, I disagree with it. I do not believe that the United States should be in Afghanistan. I don't believe that it should have that giant embassy over in Iraq with staff with what they're, their contractors. I mean, this thing's the size of a shopping mall.
The Burger King thing?
Yeah.
Where they got all the stores and people just kind of hang out all day?
It's huge.
Nothing?
There's, I don't think the United States should have military bases in 131 nations in almost, depending on how you count them up, between 750 to 1,000 military bases. I don't think they should be doing that. I think the United States military should be inside of its borders. Maybe its boats floating around in the water or whatever, but
well, Mark, it'd be fine
sense to
if
me.
You have that.
But the problem is it's about efficiency. And the reason, currently, as a soldier, you can count on the other soldiers at least knowing that they signed up themselves.
Well, don't worry, Mark. This is a kindler, gentler draft, according to the New York Times.
I feel so much better already.
So you can have all these objections, Mark. Let's say you are 18 years old and getting ready to get out of high school, because that's who this is going to apply to. This the draft concept
here.
Yeah,
they don't want me.
Will be applying to people just getting out of government school. And so let's say you're in that position and that you still have these ideas, that you are also anti-war. You're an anti-war 18-year-old. Well, according to Ricks, you could have some choices. You could choose 18 months of military service. You get very, very low pay. But don't worry, they'll pay for your college. So there's some great bennies involved here, he says. And since you don't want to go to combat, you could do some other things, like, maybe paint some barracks.
The stuff the cowards do.
Mow lawns. You can do some paperwork, push some boxes around, and move some papers. So you could do that. And, of course, you could also work in civilian national service, which would be a longer term, maybe, 36 months.
bureaucrat.
Right, and then you could clean some parks and rebuild crumbling infrastructure, teach in low-income areas, aid the elderly. Now, these are the two.
Are they running out of convict labor? Because, I mean, don't they usually have convicts cleaning parks and doing roadside work?
This is for the good of the nation.
I'm just asking. This nation has more convicts than any other nation combined.
But the idea here is to...
Several nations combined.
But what you're missing is that it's good for the nation in that it will indoctrinate young people into the ways of government.
Yeah.
Because
they will
force every
young person... It's a homogenization. You know, the melting pot idea taken to an extreme. You homogenize ideas and homogenize people by forcing them together. In these ways.
Right. So, and after you've been forced into the government schools for however many, 13 years or something like that, after you've been forced into their schools, they'll then force you into this program. Oh, but wait, there's an interesting detail. He actually throws a bone to libertarians and actually says that you can opt out of all this. Now, he does say that you won't be able to get any Medicare, subsidized college loans, or mortgage guarantees. But he says, if you want minimal government, you can have it. Now, this is a nice little dream. I mean, right? I mean, that's
interesting.
That's cool. It's interesting that he throws that bone to libertarians in a New York Times piece advocating the draft. And, of course, anybody that knows how government works knows that whoever comes up with the final program is not going to be Tom Ricks, and it's not going to have an opt-out provision.
And also, you know, when you telling a young person early on, make a decision for the rest of your life like this, the chances are they're going to make the safe decision.
And
you know?
Go and take the 18 months.
Everybody else has taken the 18 months.
Well, it's going to be a guaranteed paycheck, right? They're going to give you some minor stipend, and it'll be work. And, of course, if the economy still sucks.
Most of them finish high school, even though, in Florida when I went, you could get out at 16. Obviously, I finished, and everybody else finished. And it's, basically the high school diploma is worthless. You can go on to college without a high school diploma, and so you don't particularly need it. I've never had an employer tell me, please present your high school diploma on your first day so we can make sure that you're a high school graduate. I mean, this is a largely worthless document.
Critics will argue
education's great. The high school diploma doesn't really mean anything.
He says here that America has already witnessed far less benign forms of conscription. So his idea is a better one. He says.
It's interesting. That's true. But one thing that really concerns me here is the 13th Amendment, where it says that it outlaws neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime. Basically that it outlaws involuntary servitude.
Well, and maybe they will have the opt-out provision.
Yeah, if it has an opt-out provision, then is it involuntary? I don't know. I mean, should I, as a taxpayer, be forced into yet another giant government program? This is the largest I've heard of yet, where they take all the young people and they, all right, we got you for 18 to 36 months. We're going to put you to work.
Now, here's an interesting
They give them 13 years of school and make them as incompetent as possible, and then they claim that they're going to provide them discipline at the end of it. Is that
right?
The idea?
And they're going to create a make-work program, essentially, for all of those people. You don't need to go into the marketplace, young folks. Come do what we tell you to do for 18 years or 18 months.
I started working at 12, and frankly, I think that it made me a better person than the schooling I went to after that.
He says that a new draft that maintains the size and quality of the current all-volunteer force saves the government money through civilian national service. What? Saves the government money through a massive national service program that's going to be as large. By the way, we've talked about national service in the past on this program. It has been proposed that the government create a so-called national service program that is as large in size as the military.
As large, as powerful,
and
as
well-funded.
Yeah. That's...
So how's that going to save the government money? I think his idea on it's going to save the government money is that, because these national service people will be picking up the parks, we won't be paying full rate to the government employees.
That's
with all their bennies that would normally be picking up the parks. Maybe the government park crew is making, say, $25 an hour union wage. These government national service people might only make, $5 an hour or something like that, and they'll put them up in a bunk somewhere. So I'm not sure what he means when he says low pay, but it's certainly not going to be your typical bureaucrat salary.
It's pretty weird to me. I think they'll be spending a lot of time sort of making work. I've heard people, my uncle included, said that the military almost ruined them for the real world. It made it hard to work.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll come back with more of the plan for the return of the draft. Draft version 2.0. How's that make you feel? 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that
and you have to leave here.
You cannot
resign
into the rally.
What with me?
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Hey,
who do you think you
are? Excuse me.
There is no video, audio,
loudness.
No,
I have work today. This is
you ain't gonna make.
Wait a minute. Now,
wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,564.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,603.75, $801.87 for a half ounce, or $400.94 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,603.75, $801.87, and $400.94.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. This is Free Talk Live, so you can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. A lot of different features are available to you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing the listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there.
Bitcoin is a new internet currency. It is a, you know, it's a kind of money that exists in, you know, the ones and zeros on the interwebs instead of through you know, like in paper, like currency has all along. Mm. And it has some inherent advantages. You can send and receive it over the internet very quickly, whereas you can't shove, you know, dimes and quarters into the little slots in the side of your computer. You know, so
you can try.
Yeah, you can. You can shove them there. They just don't go anywhere. They just lay there. You get hot.
Right.
you can send and receive it almost instantly. But, you know, they've got payment services out there that can do that already. But with Bitcoins, you don't have to pay anything. There's no governmental agency or bank inserting itself in between you and the other person.
You don't have to ask permission.
Right.
You don't have to apply for some sort of a card. You don't have to jump through any hoops.
It's mathematically impossible for anybody to get involved in your payment process. They can't divert your payment. They can't tack on a fee. They can't do anything. You're in charge. As a business owner, when you're receiving payments, you know, as far as chargebacks go, you get to decide on what terms you give chargebacks and refunds and things like that. So Bitcoin, really, really great. Also, it's mathematically impossible for anyone to counterfeit or inflate Bitcoins. You know, when you've got $100 in the bank and then Ben Bernanke decides to turn on the governmental printing presses and print twice as much money as there currently is, your $100 worth half as much.
Yep.
They can't do that with Bitcoin.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, Bitcoin's been going up in value, not down.
What's it at right now?
You know? It's 766 last I looked.
766?
Yeah, so I mean, it was at less than $2 a couple of months ago. So anyway, Bitcoins, you can go check them out at weusecoins.org. Just watch the short video, find out more about them, weusecoins.org. And then to get your Bitcoins, you can go to bitinstant.com and deposit at more than 700,000 locations worldwide, including Walmart, CVS's, major banks, that kind of thing.
So cool.
Bitinstant.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a proposal from the New York Times, one of their op-ed pieces here that was inspired by Stanley McChrystal, who's a general, former commander of the international forces in Afghanistan, coming out for reinstating the draft. And so this opinion guy, Thomas Ricks, as proposing his idea for bringing the draft back. It would be a new draft, a draft which gives people a choice of going into the military service directly for combat purposes, a choice for being in the military for sort of mopping the floor sort of purposes, and then there's also the civilian corps, which will be a national service organization for those who, I guess, want to do non-military-related government
tasks. So what's
tasks.
This author's name again?
Tom Ricks. Tom Ricks.
Is Tom calling this a draft? Because this isn't a draft.
He actually entitles his piece here, Let's Draft Our Kids.
So this isn't
a draft. Which is really creepy.
If he, you know, what his proposal is it allows an opt-out. Okay?
That's what he's saying.
And with that opt-out, there's no Medicare and Medicaid. You basically, you're opt-outing all government programs.
It sounds wonderful, actually, that part.
That part. But, you know, one of the problems I have with it is that you'll have to continue working. You'll have to continue paying for these things in your life.
Likely that's true. Odds are good that his opt-out provision doesn't mean that you can opt out completely of involvement with the federal government.
Right. I've opted out of public school in that I'm not sending my child there. But somehow or another, the town still believes that I owe money to send other people's kids to school. Other people's you know, other people who drive better cars and live in bigger houses than I do, I've got to pay to send their kids to school. So the opt-out tends to, when it comes to the government, tends to be sort of a ruse. But, you know, and nonetheless, if there's an opt-out provision, then it's not a draft. I would love to opt out of many of these programs, but I'd like to opt out of paying for them, too.
That's a good point, and I don't think he's going to allow that. I'm glad you made that clarification here. But let's continue with what his proposal is, because there's much more. Oh, because, you see, when people have an idea for how they want to sculpt society and control
would
people...
Would be Napoleons out there, you know, deciding how they're going to centrally plan the culture.
Right. They get very control freakish. They get very detailed micromanaging. And so it's you know, it's fascinating.
Well, you have to. Once, you know, when it comes to using force, and that's what this is, you know, force, because you're forced to pay for these programs... you know, ultimately. So when you use force, it has consequences. And some of those consequences are foreseeable. Now, oftentimes they miss some of the other consequences. You'd think when Richard Nixon declared the war on drugs in the early 70s that he probably believed that he could eradicate drug use somewhere on down the line.
Really?
I don't know how many decades that he thought. Well, surely, I don't know. I haven't called
really
through the speech, but... you know, don't you think that when Nancy Reagan said say no to drugs and they dumped that much more money in and they paid for all the new police officers that they thought they were going to diminish drug use?
You think that they're that ignorant that they didn't know that prohibition has consequences?
Everybody thinks you can use the government to install your great idea.
Even though it's been tried before?
It keeps on being tried. It's constantly tried. It's been tried for centuries. Yes, absolutely. People believe you can do this.
I don't know. I think that some people advocate for government controls because they know that it will create black markets and more opportunities for corruption and things like that. I think that there are some people that that want that. Like, for instance, you look at Philip Morris and these tobacco companies creating regulations because they know it's going to stop people from getting into their business. We talked yesterday, Mark. We had a guy call in because you're not on the Friday show.
That's correct.
A guy call in who was operating one of these roll-your-own cigarette stores.
Yeah.
And he's now been shut down. He's been put out of business because of this. And, you know, he's well aware that this legislation was written to put him out of business, and it was written by these big corporations. In the same way that somebody's advocating for a war on drugs, they must know that the war on alcohol had all these negative consequences, but at the same time made a lot of people very rich. You know, like what are the drug lords today? The alcohol lords of the past, and the enforcers as well were likely collecting pretty big time off of that. So I think that some people are well aware of those consequences and are more than happy to accept them because it will benefit them. Anyway, that aside, let's go back to the proposal for the draft here from the New York Times. He says, America has witnessed less benign forms of conscription. A new draft that maintains the size and quality of the current all-volunteer force saves the government money through civilian national service and frees professional soldiers from performing menial tasks would appeal to many constituencies. And this is the one of parts of the pitch that McChrystal was making. That
this is like acting like all people who are in the Army, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard, and whatever, Navy at this point, are all professional soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen. You know,
he is acting like that, yes.
You know, as if there aren't people doing those menial tasks now. The quartermaster's, is still fully staffed. Well, there are still people delivering boxes of pencils around these battlefield areas.
Well, when Puke in the Gang had told me that he at one point was, I think they were sweeping dust off of a landing strip, essentially.
That's got to be a long...
In the desert.
Yeah,
sweeping dust off the landing strip in the desert. Just something to do, right? Just something that otherwise they'd just be standing around. So there's a lot of this, apparently, in the military. A lot of standing around and waiting. But this guy wants to make it seem like that we just need to free these guys up from sweeping up dust so they can go out and do more killing. Because the U.S. military needs to do more wars. There need to be more invasions and more things happening. So the idea would be to fill up those dust sweeping roles with professional dust sweepers and actually have the military killers who are sweeping the dust go out and do more killing.
That's apparently there was plenty of time for them to sweep dust before.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-3733. More on the draft in moments.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and a mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFood's quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or
relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Also, topic on the table here is the draft, and there's a specific proposal that we're going through from the New York Times, which is absolutely ridiculous, and we'll continue that here in moments.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got all the name brands, and they've got them at some of the best prices. Whenever I'm looking for, you know, different camping, hunting, or shooting gear, I will always, you know, double check with other places just because, you know, I want to find out, is anybody else selling a lower price? And it's always a buck or two cheaper at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. Everybody's looking for ammunition these days. Of course, tents and all kinds of camping gear. They're family owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And when you use coupon code FTL over at ManVentureOutpost.com, you get an additional 5% off. So not only do you get the best prices available that I've been able to find, and you know the claim is that they're some of the best prices on the internet, and I believe it. ManVentureOutpost.com, you'll also get 5% off with coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com.
The proposal from the New York Times article here from Thomas Ricks entitled, Let's Draft Our Kids, which is disturbing on its own. The proposal here is really more like a national service proposal than it is a military draft, because he's saying, yeah, we're going to bring back the draft, but also we're going to let young people make choice. They can have the military service that isn't an active combat role, more of a staffing kind of backing service. There will also be a national service program, which will do all manner of different government make-work programs. And he says here that further analysis reveals that an average cohort of about 4 million of 18-year-olds are available annually for this. He says there's simply no place to put all these people. But the government could use this cheap labor in new ways, doing jobs that governments do in other countries, but which have been deemed too expensive in this one, like providing universal free daycare or delivering meals to elderly shut-ins.
Well, right now, lots of because they've been driving the undocumented workers out of certain estates, there's a lot of produce that's been very difficult to harvest.
So they could go work the farms.
They could just put 18-year-olds. But they did actually try that. They down in, I believe it was Georgia, they attempted to use
pensioners. Right?
Probationers.
Probationers?
Pensioners are old people.
Sorry.
Probationers, people that basically they would throw them in jail or they could work, picking fruit. And they just began demanding jail. I mean, this goes to show how fat, lazy, and ill-equipped for life, Americans have become. You can get people want to sneak across the border, be treated like third-class citizens, called all kinds of names, and they're willing to do it for, just scraping by kind of pay. But Americans who you might throw in prison if they don't do the work, well, they're not willing to do it.
It says here, if too many people apply for the 18-month military program, then a lottery system could be devised, the opposite of the 1970s-era system, where being selected was hardly desirable. The rest could perform non-military national service. So it's what he's saying. If there was too many people who wanted to actually be in the military portion of this, then they would only allow some of them to get into the military. The rest could just do the menial tasks.
I really like the idea of creating sort of an elite, I would prefer an elite military if you're going to have one, rather than just sort of letting folks come in, that kind of thing. I mean,
you're admitting then that his draft program is better than the old one from their perspective.
I think that his draft program is pretty good. If I was a central planner sitting from on high and I didn't care about the concepts of rights theory and human freedom and things like that,
right.
This sounds like a fine idea. This is the kind of thing that fascists have been doing for as long as there have been fascists.
Yeah, it's sick. I'm with you, Mark. I mean, I believe in human freedom, which means that I don't believe in the draft and forcing anybody to work for the government in any way, shape, or form. But beyond that, I'm also against centralization, which is all this guy's talking about. He's essentially taking all of these resources out of the voluntary economy, where people choose the careers they're interested in and choose the things that they want to do for themselves, for their adult lives. He's taking all of that away, all 4 million of those 18-year-olds, and placing them in the government's control, where the government will decide what they should do. I don't know, maybe they'll give them some sort of standardized test to ascertain where their accuracies are, but it'll be an absolute cluster F. And they, okay, great, so I just graduated high school, and now you want me to go work at a daycare? I'm sorry, that's not interesting to me. I don't like kids. I don't want to do that kind of work. I want to be able to choose my own vocation for myself. This takes all that away from people. It's crazy. Let's go to Mike listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Just to clarify something for you, actually two things now that I think about it. The first one, your friend who was sweeping up a runway for no particular purpose, a lot of times that's FOD, that's foreign object debris. Detail. Basically, they go up and down the runways to make sure that there's no rocks, pebbles, nuts, bolts, things that can get sucked up into the intake.
He was the one that was telling me it was a waste of their time. I wasn't speculating on that point.
Oh yeah, well no, and granted, at times it might seem like a waste of time, but I work for the U.S. Navy. I'm not in the Navy. I won't get into the details of what I do, but I see the people that get assigned some of those details. And yeah, you're right. Sometimes it's the people that that need extra shaping, I guess you could say, and that's a tool.
But you are agreeing, though, that there's a lot of wasted time, people just kind of standing around doing nothing, right?
No, not necessarily. I mean, even some of the most menial tasks that you think of, I mean, I've seen people in admin that look like they're doing menial tasks. But it no longer becomes a menial task when you find out that your paycheck is going to be late because for some reason, DFAS up in D.C. did enter in the right code number, and now that person and that personnel is the only person that stands between you and your paycheck.
So you're saying you're trying to get me to believe that there's no a bunch of wasted hours for the government bureaucrats in the military?
Oh, no. I didn't say that. What I said is that I don't think that the idea of it as being as inflated, at least in the on the military side of the house. Yes, I would say there's some, just like there is in the private sector.
That's interesting because you must have had a really different experience from some of the people I've talked to in the military because they tell me they're just standing around a lot.
Right, I was just talking to a mechanic the other day, and he said that he started smoking because when he was in the Navy, all the guys that smoked got to stand around and do nothing when they were smoking, whereas, you know, he didn't. They were always trying to get him to do stuff, so he decided to start smoking like they did.
Well, here's the perfect thing, and it leads me into my second point that I wanted to make, that is that quartermasters in the Navy are different than quartermasters in the Army. A quartermaster in the Navy actually draws up navigation tables and steers the ship. So, and my wife happens to be a quartermaster. Now,
I was referring to the quartermaster in the Army, delivers pencils.
I understand, but I just wanted to
I didn't even know there was a quartermaster in the Navy. There was, I would have assumed that they did the same thing.
Right, but their rating has been so undermanned. That you know, it is at times hard to find people to fill certain billets on ships because they're so undermanned. And I've seen this firsthand since she's my wife. So is there wasted time in the military as with any other government agency? Yes, I will say that there is wasted time.
So what do you think about the draft idea?
Yeah, but on the flip side, you know, you can find ratings that are mission specific and mission essential that are not filled. Now, do I agree with the draft idea? When I was younger, I believed in compulsory service. Then I blew out my knee and I couldn't serve. So I'm like, maybe compulsory service is not all that cracked up. But I think if you have, used? If you have skin in it, then you're a little bit more, apt to take things, more seriously. So if you are, if you have to compulsory serve into the military, my thought process is that when you come back out of it, you have a better appreciation for what it is that it means to be an American citizen.
So what does it mean to be an American citizen? I mean, if America's about freedom, then putting somebody, you know, then drafting somebody doesn't really teach them about freedom, does it?
It gives them. I have a view on the world that is that only about 1% of all Americans actually, let's say 2%, because I'm the married half of the military. But 1%, 2% of the people in the U.S. will ever serve. I think seeing it from a military aspect, I
want to hear more, if you don't mind. Hang on, we'll bring you back, Mike. 855-453. Yeah, that's pretty creepy. Forcing people is freedom, huh?
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried.
Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We're here on this live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, talking about the draft, military service as well. 855-450-3733. It appears there are rumblings yet again for a return to the draft or a brand new sort of a draft, which will involve a national service component, as has been hinted at for the last several years at various different points. If you may recall, in the 2008 election, there was a summit that they had on national service where both presidential candidates were invited and both spoke in favor of a national service program. Now, there was never any move forward with that program in the last 4 years. But here they are again talking about it, as has been prompted by the comments from General Stanley McChrystal, former top commander of the international forces in Afghanistan. So now you've got a major military personality coming out in favor of bringing back the draft. And so inevitably the buzz has once again started regarding that discussion. So we'll go back to Mike here, listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Mike, I just want to make sure I understood, because maybe I misunderstood. It sounded like you were saying that being forced to be in the military would teach kids how freedom is great. Can you explain?
Let me take a couple steps back real quick. On compulsory service in any kind of other institution other than the military, I'm not for, because I think that starts to blur the line between federal and state, and I do believe in states' rights. But when you have instances like Obama had talked about in one of his speeches a long time ago was having what you're talking about, a national service when you do something like that, it starts to blur the line, which is exactly what the Posse Comitatus Act was about and actually kind of what happened, in Louisiana when Katrina hit. You had an issue with being able to use the military for a state issue. And I don't think that establishing a service kind of enter into the United States, that leaves a whole lot of other things that can be played around with, that starts to mess around with state sovereignty. So with that being said, on the military side, I don't see a need for a draft. However, I do see that when a person is in the service, they have more than likely a better appreciation for what it is, for what freedom is to a person after being in the military. Kind of like with my daughter. My daughter's
that, that's true. I can see where you're coming from, because like when I was put in jail for 58 days, I had a great appreciation for how free I felt when I walked out of there. Is that kind of what you're getting at? Like, because they'll be basically taken against their will and forced into
no,
something.
No, he was against the draft.
But you said if there was a draft...
I don't see a need for the draft.
But you said if there was one, that it would be helpful for people.
I would say that if we were in a time of war and it was needed, that you would definitely need to have the bodies. I say that military service in general to the people that go in and come out have a better appreciation.
I have
a better appreciation for an epileptic family because my daughter is epileptic. Before she had disease, before she had that illness diagnosed, all I could do was ever empathize with somebody who had a family member who had epilepsy. Now, does this mean that I think everybody should have epilepsy? No, but my daughter is epileptic. I now have a good idea because I have a direct connection. I now know what those people feel like.
I've got it, and your challenges is what yours is, and I know that everybody faces their own, and I hope that I hope you can handle it. Good luck. But I guess what I want to try to clear up here is: are you saying that people in the military or get out of the military appreciate freedom more because they had restrictive freedom while in the military, or are you saying that doing what you're told by, higher ups in Washington, D.C. makes one a better American? I'm trying to figure that out.
No, I do. The people that I know and the people that I hang out with, and like my father being a retired Marine, my brother being a former Navy, my uncle being former Army, my other uncle being former Marine, these people and the people that are my friends and the people that I socialize with, so I cannot speak for every single military member. But those individuals understand that the weight of freedom in and of itself is on their shoulders because they are the ones that are going to be called up to do the defense of that freedom. So it's not being what you're told. It is serving that greater good within inside of the service.
I really wonder about this statement, and I'd like to preface this with every male in my family served in the military, too.
Except you.
Right. I mean, not me. I wasn't qualified. But when in the last six decades has anybody fought for freedom?
Your point is well taken. I mean, you can,
so really what the military is a squad of people that does what Washington tells them to do, right?
If you wanted to bring it down to that level, I guess you can make the argument that way.
So the idea is that being in the military, because there's the possibility that you could, in theory, be called to defend the country, makes you more appreciative of freedom?
I would say that it makes you more appreciative of freedom because of the fact that again, yes, you're right. Have we had the same kind of call of World War II in the last 50 years? No. We have not had that kind of call.
Probably won't it either.
Well, I don't know. I would say right now this whole thing in Syria is starting to get me a little scared.
I just don't think conventional... Syria's scary, no doubt, but I just don't think conventional war likely is what's going on anymore.
Hold on. Is Syria a threat to the United States?
No, but Russia is, and China is.
Yeah, and I think that right now, as you have these people like Clinton and the like starting to do their talking tough, I would think that if we're put into a situation where Obama does send some people in or send somebody in, you can look forward to a whole bunch of threats.
Mike, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, though I deny the idea that World War II was somehow defending freedom here. It wasn't.
It's a very complicated issue.
The Japanese were goaded into attacking Pearl Harbor.
Well, there was an embargo against Japan, but they were doing some horrifying, horrifying things in China. And one really has to ask, what's a country's role? Yeah, it was beneficial to the United States to define an imperial force to fight, no doubt about it. And there's the McCollum memo, where you know they were trying to figure out ways to goad Japan. All you have to do is look it up. Is it McCullough or McCollum?
I think it was McCollum.
Yeah, McCollum memo. You know, take a look. This thing, obviously, there's, you know, historically, this thing existed, and it had to have come across Roosevelt's desk. You know, there's no picture of him reading it, but, you know, it was going to benefit the United States. Not the people who caught the bullets, but it was going to benefit the United States to be in a war.
So we were talking about the draft and the proposal here in the New York Times regarding bringing it back and having it be even larger than ever before, because it would have a non-military component. It would have a national service component, where he says that you could be, for instance, providing daycare for people across the country, or delivering meals to shut-ins, or whatever other tasks that the government came up for you for. And he says that a final objection to this program, to his proposal, is the price tag. He claims the program would cost billions of dollars, but he says it would also save billions, especially if it implemented broadly and imaginatively. And no one's more imaginative than a central control bureaucrat. I mean,
imagine that it's going to work out.
You want to look for imagination and innovation? Look no further than the DMV and the Postal Service, right?
But the fact is that bigger government generally results in people being skirting around the system. It involves corruption. Bureaucracies are not known for efficiency, and you know that it's just tough. It doesn't work as much as we'd all like it to. I certainly, you know, I've considered these ideas in the past, and it just doesn't work.
He says one reason our relatively small military is hugely expensive is that all of today's volunteers...
Our relatively small military? There's more military spending in the United States than the next 26 countries combined.
This guy wants it to be larger.
Our relatively small military.
But he says the reason why it's so expensive is because they're paid well and often have spouses and children who require housing and medical care. He says unmarried conscripts don't need such a safety net, and much of the labor currently...
Maybe we could just outlaw kids getting married before the age of 21.
Much of the labor currently contracted out to the private sector could be performed by 18-year-olds for much less. And we could raise the retirement age for the professional force from 20 to 30 years of service. There's no reason to kick healthy 40-year-olds out of the military and then give them full retirement pay for 40 years. He says these reforms would greatly reduce both recruiting and pension costs. So he says that labor currently contracted out could be performed by 18-year-olds. Yeah, I want to have an 18-year-old completely inexperienced person build my house for me.
18-year-olds if you go and work in the marketplace, you'll find out they aren't trained for much of anything these days.
855-450-FREE. More on the draft. Your calls about what you want. Hour 2 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com. Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.